On the Claresy, Matt and Kimber catch up, Lachie Neal talks Bachelor with me. Apparently I should have been watching it more. A Perth bloke camps out overnight to be the first on the new freeway extension.
And our Matt dropped his hits from your hood. The latest one is Girraween.
Yeah.
Treat your ears to a bit of Claresy, Matt and Kimber for breakfast. And treat all your senses to the latest entertainment on the big screen at your local Grand Cinemas. Claresy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Guys, yesterday that Mitchell Freeway extension, the 6Ks from Burnsmead Road up to Hester Avenue in Clarkson, was opened by the Premier and his great mate, the Prime Minister.
Oh, don't they look like they're cosy together?
Not really. With about 15 other politicians standing around behind them taking credit. It was actually funny to watch. Yeah. But there was a 21-year-old from our northern suburbs called Corey Dullard who was very, very keen to live it up and be the first to drive on the new freeway.
Yes, he was waiting at 2:15 in the morning so on one funny. Of the footbridges wearing his Uggies and a blanket, and his mate was wearing cricket inner gloves to keep warm.
How bizarre.
Waiting to drive on the new extension.
He wanted to be the first one, and apparently his friends were bringing him coffee and drink, you know, food and stuff while he sat in wait because he really desperately wanted to be that person.
Camping out on the bridge up there at Hester Avenue. I think that's hilarious. And he hardly slept for 2 days.
Yeah, but it all seemed like it was worth it when we saw the video he's posted. And this is the joy in this man's voice. This is what it sounded like.
It is 2:40 a.m. and there is no barricades in front of me. We are on the new part of the freeway. This is it. We've done it. P1, Daniel Ricciardo. Oh, my gosh.
Ed Sheeran's everywhere.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, I mean, isn't it nice to see our young people being so proud of new infrastructure?
But it made me think, like, I mean, you've got to be enthusiastic to them. Yeah. I mean, even if you thought it was a great idea and you said to all your mates, hey, tomorrow I'm going to camp out and I'm going to do this, I quite easily could have set the alarm and then gone, actually,
I'm not getting
I reckon
up.
I can't be bothered.
Especially when it's 4 or 5 degrees.
Yeah, honestly, I'm struggling to think of anything that I've ever even queued up for.
People used to queue up for everything.
I am not a queuer. I think and it's not because I think that I'm above queuing or that it's because I'm a bit restless. I'm not someone who can just...
Lazy.
I have trouble sitting down just watching a movie all the way through without getting up and doing the washing. I'm a little bit like that.
You got ants in your pants.
I do, and I don't think I could queue for anything.
Well, before buying things online, I mean, we still get it with, the people who queue up for when the Eagles in the last couple of years have played finals footy. They queue up for those good finals tickets because their membership don't include those.
Yes, or the new iPhone, people are prepared to queue up for that. But I remember, in like 77, 78, people lining up for KISS tickets.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Blankets and chairs.
Remember the old entertainment centre where the car park sort of is now, over the road from where Yagan Square is. And I remember parking the car a long way away and sleeping overnight on the concrete in the old car park, which is where Perth Arena is now, for tickets to see Dire Straits in the mid-80s. I think it was 86 or something.
Yeah.
That was when they did that monster tour, that Brothers in Arms tour. And so lined up in like November or something, and then the gig wasn't until April.
Wow.
And on the night of the gig, because it was so uncomfortable, you don't really sleep.
Yeah.
And then people start moving down as the tickets are selling, so you can't sleep, you've got to keep moving. And you get a sore butt and all the rest of it. But the night of the gig, my girlfriend and I went along and we had a fight. It was really worth it, wasn't it?
Oh, God. I mean, that's the thing. It really, is it worth it? I mean, you have to...
It wasn't Corey.
You have to really into something, don't you?
Yeah, that's true.
You have to be, I think even my favourite bands, I mean, I'm interested if people do queue up for anything or what they really queued for and whether it was worth it.
Yeah, well, give us a call. Let us know. Yeah.
1333 53. Tell us what you queued up for and was it worth it?
Yeah. Could win caller of the day here. It's the Boulevard Hotel. The prize is a $150 voucher this morning. So you could win that before 9 o'clock.
There's no queuing there at the Boulevard Hotel at the Floreat Forum. Great food, great drinks. But give us a call. When have you queued up? What did you queue up for? And was it worth it?
Yeah, you could be as excited as Corey Dullard.
It's 2:40 a.m. and there is no barricades in front of me. We are on the new part of the freeway!
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Grand event happened overnight with the opening, or very early this morning, of the Mitchell Freeway extension from Burns Beach Road to Hester Avenue, Clarkson.
Yes, we had a very excited young Western Australian who loves this new innovation nation and the fact that we're building new roads. So he decided to camp out from like two nights or something, but two in the morning he was on the footbridge with his mate, rugged up, waiting for the bollards to be removed on the new Mitchell Freeway.
Just so you can drive through. Now, Vicky's in Merriwa. Vicky, I don't know why anyone's lining up for anything. Tell me why you lined up.
Well, this was quite a few years ago, and we had to queue up for a block of land.
Oh.
We had to sleep in the car for a week.
A week? What?
Yeah, we were told that if we left the car park at any time, we would lose our block.
Oh, dear.
So we had to sleep in the car. We got so sick and tired of takeaway food. I can tell you, there's only so much Macca's you can have in a week.
Yeah, the whole menu.
Yeah, that's it. And, yeah, getting the kids to school, that was fun because we had to have, you know, friends come pick them up and take them home to have showers and homework done.
Wow.
And kids get bored at a campsite for a week in a car park in Perth where there's nothing to do. And, yeah, but we got our block. So
okay.
Vicky, how long were you there? Because there's nothing worse than lining up for a week and you're there and then no one else turns up until 5 days later.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we were all there. I think they released 22 blocks. So there was 22 of us all camped out in this sales office car park up in Carramar.
Wow.
Get to know your neighbours.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, absolutely. We knew who we were living next door to before we moved in.
And how much they paid. Did you save a lot of money, Vic, by getting that block and queuing for a week?
We did, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, we saved a ton. So it was worth it. But
yeah.
I don't know if I'd do it again because we did it in sort of like July, August. So it was freezing cold, pouring with rain.
But you're in Merriwa, right? So now you can enjoy the new extension of the freeway.
Yes, thank goodness.
Yay!
For
that. Awesome.
There,
you're as passionate as Corey.
Oh, mate, I tell you, if I hadn't known what time they're going to open, I would have held hands with him and skipped down the freeway.
Hey, we can arrange that.
Go right ahead.
Well done, Vicky.
Was not expecting that reaction. That's awesome.
So much excitement in the north.
Brilliant.
Good
Jean's in Mount Helena. Hey, Jean, what have you lined up for and was it worth it?
Well, last year we had an amazing holiday in Europe, but you queue literally for hours wherever you go in Europe, hours and hours. But this time it was the Palace of Versailles, amazing place, but 2 hours and 38-degree heat on top of concrete.
Yep.
You've used all your water by the time you get in there. There's no air conditioning. It's so hot. Halfway through, heat stroke.
Oh. And if you want more water, someone will sell it to you for €8, right?
Yeah.
So did you end up getting in?
We got in, but yeah, that's one of the ones you actually should skip the line for, that one.
Okay, wasn't that great?
Get the DVD.
Palace of Versailles.
Oh,
no, do it again, but just go like winter when there's no one.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the thing, the temperature. Actually, you just made me realise I have lined up once and it was in Toronto trying to get into a Scissor Sisters gig.
Right.
And I had tickets, but they wouldn't let anyone in and it was minus 32 degrees and we were all standing by the lake and I remember thinking, this is a terrible choice.
You two girls are at extremes in temperature today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thanks, Jean.
No worries.
Jean, a bit of persistence there, and
yes.
I love that reaction from Vicky.
Vicky, yeah.
That was hilarious.
We'll have to get her and Corey on together.
The next billion seconds are the most important in human history as technology transforms the way we live and work. The smartphone, barely a decade old, has given billions access to information and capacities they've never had before. It's changing what we can do, and it's changing the shape of the future. So what does that future look like? Hi, I'm Mark Pesce, the host of The Next Billion Seconds, a new show on Podcast One. Join me as I speak to some of the brightest minds shaping that world, the people who are spending their lives forming that future. We'll hear about their work in helping shape those next billion seconds. Listen at podcastone.com.au. or on the Podcast One app.
Shut up! The boys over radio! On the footy ground, he's Frio's best and fairest. On your radio, he's our man inside the Dockers. Lachie Neal on Mix 94.5.
The Docker boys are almost giant killers last week. GWS got very nervous. A 12-point win to those guys. Lachie Neal, how are you, champ? How are you going?
I'm going well, thanks, guys.
Retiring, are you?
No, there's a few.
Not at 24.
Hey, just a quick one for you, Maddie.
Yes,
I heard
buddy.
That you got into The Bachelor last week in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, that he started watching it.
I did. Yeah, look, I did. I did.
How did you start?
Well, because
you
Kimber's,
were on your bed by yourself.
I was on by myself watching it, and Kimber and I were texting each other like girlfriends. And I have to admit, I haven't watched it since, but I'm glad I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, it's changed his world, Lachie.
With you though, mate. I enjoy it. So,
You got your mate, the Hockey Roo's in it, right?
Yeah. She's still going.
She seems like a sweet bird.
Yeah, she's really nice.
Yeah.
I think Laura's going to win, though.
Well, okay. Well, the reason Matt hasn't watched anymore is not because he didn't enjoy it, but because his satellite has been dropping out.
Oh, yeah, the TV doesn't work.
So he'll be back.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
Good. Now, buddy.
That's so embarrassing.
It is. I'm going to move on quickly to a male-based sport, so it sounds like I'm, know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, footy.
Gold Coast this week, of course. Now, Gary Ablett Jr. is back, we believe. And is that like, is it a Gold Coast a different team with him in there?
I think so, yeah. He's a champion player and I think he's shown this year that he's still got it, the little master. So I think he's averaging about 33 touches and a lot of those contested and he's kicked a few goals as well. So hopefully he does play because it's always good coming up against champions of the game and you sort of go out there and feel like a little kid lining up against some of the greats. So, yeah, I'm hoping that he plays and hopefully spend a little bit of time on him and learn a bit from him.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Who was that for you? Because Ross said last night that it is a great experience for the young boys to get out and play against greats like Ablett. So when you first, you know, do you remember as a debutante who you were up against?
Yeah, well, the first centre bounce that I ever was at, I was on a wing at the time and it was Brendan Goddard next to me and I sort of had watched him obviously growing up and
yeah.
It was a bit of a pinch yourself moment lining up against him. So, yeah, that was when he was at St Kilda in my first game.
And you were in a team with Pavlich and Fife. It's not bad going, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So.
Did he say g'day to you, did he cold you out completely?
Oh, BJ wouldn't, would he?
No, he didn't say anything. But when I got to the bench, I thought, you know, I'd gone all right, had a crack, and straight on the phone. And Ross gave me a bit of a spray for lining up on the wing, so it's not my preferred position, and said, mate, get back into the forward line.
Oh, that's funny. Mate, first half of the season, we seemed to win the close ones, and in the second half we've been losing the close ones, including GWS on the weekend.
Yeah, we had a pretty poor last quarter, and we got smashed out of the midfield. I think they won the centre bounce clearances 1-5 or 1-6, and around the ground about 4-14 or something, so they really got on top of us, and overran us in the last quarter, so it was a disappointing last, but we took some really positive things away from the first three quarters and played the footy that we wanted to play, and hopefully if we bring that this week, we'll be in the game again, so we look forward to this weekend.
And, you know, you were saying before, or we were talking earlier, you know, it has been a positive season. There's a lot of positives so far, but you haven't won many games of late, and, you know, it'd be nice to turn that around this week.
Yeah, definitely. We've got four more weeks to really improve our footy and take something out of the year and head into next preseason with a bit of confidence. And I think we've seen already we've improved and smashed in some games to the younger guys and they're really developing really quick and seen a lot of signs of improvement from everyone across the board. So it's been a step in the right direction, but it's a tough business.
Yeah.
And I think we've won 7 games. And we want to win more than that and play in the finals. That's the aim. So we still got to improve and a lot of hard work to go.
It's that time of year when players get ruled out for the rest of the year when they've got a serious injury now. What are blokes like Sam Lowndes and Connor Blakely and Ed Langdon doing? Do you see them much at the club? Are they in a rehab group together? Or?
Yeah, they've still got to get their injuries right. So they're in the club every day doing their rehab stuff with the physios and a few exercises and keeping fit on the cross trainers and bikes and whatnot. Right. So
not sitting there with a cocktail looking out at you guys. Carry on, boys. You're doing a great job.
In the pool at Coburn.
Not yet.
I'll tell you what, though. Footy must do something great for your circulation because today, I mean, and Ballas used to dress like this too. You're in shorts and thongs and a hat with like a jacket. And so I can't like, you know, I'm rugged up. I'm in scarves and jumpers and jeans and you guys are like legs out. ready to go like it's summer.
The only reason I'm in shorts is because I got dressed in the dark and I didn't want to try and put my jeans on and trip over. So
just
waxed
put them on backwards.
Yeah, Jules was still asleep, so I didn't want to wake her up.
Oh, that's so considerate.
And you know,
I just saw their shorts and thought that'll do.
Well done.
And that's the way I dress for the Prime Minister. So, you know.
That's true. You wear a little underdress.
Yeah, and his thongs on. There's nothing wrong with that. And before we go, mate, one of the funniest blokes I ever met in footy is Mickey Barlow. You caught up with your old mate this week because he's been over with the Gold Coast boys?
Yeah. I saw him on Wednesday. Caught up with Mick and he came over to my place and checked out the new pad. So
great.
It's good to catch up with him. He's one of the good guys in footy and really close with Mick. So. He's doing quite well. I think he took a comedian to the Gold Coast boys last night. So
did he?
Jimmy Mulaney. So hopefully that's
okay.
A bit distracted on the weekend.
Yeah. A few giggles.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll send you guys Matt Dukinski. Get you laughing. Hey, mate, hopefully we'll make them the laughing stock on the weekend. Go get them.
Thanks, guys.
Lockie Neal joining us. It's Freo versus Gold Coast tomorrow night from 5:40 is the bounce, but from 5 o'clock on Mix 94.5 footy.
Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Coolburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, East Vic Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
Yeah, that's right. It's my hits from your hood. And it's Girraween. And we had a lovely time, myself and producer Adam. That's his hood.
Yeah.
And he took me for beautiful Vietnamese and we had a look around the reject shop. And
find anything?
Oh, it was a really romantic night, that afternoon out.
Pair of rejects.
We did turn to the people of Perth and the people of Girraween to tell us about the suburb. And every week people go on Facebook and tell us a little bit more so that Matt can construct a great song that Claire and I have never heard until we hear it at the same time
and
as you.
Some suburbs in our city, let's be honest, get a rough deal. This is one of them. And a lot of people from Girraween got proud and we call for a bit of, community suburban pride.
Absolutely.
And that came through.
People living their lives. And and there is, of course, there will be a video up. Dan shot a beautiful video of Adam and I walking around.
Damn the internet. Well
yeah,
done.
But let's do it.
All
okay.
Right,
hits from your hood on Mix 94.5.
Friday night and I'm heading home. Make my way up Wanneroo Road. Turn into Templeton Crescent. Get a tightening in my jeans, cause I've entered Girraween. Everybody you meet says hi. Not everyone speaks English and that's fine. You'll find the nicest people living here's a breeze, and there's great Vietnamese. I drop down to my knees.
Ooh.
And I say, live the dream. Get yourself down to Girraween. Join the team. Sing in praise of Girraween, oh yeah. You feel alive deep inside when you hit Marangaroo Drive. Ooh, it's my world, it's my scene, gotta love Girraween.
The dance break.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
I drop down to my knees. Man, I love Girraween. 15 Ks north of Perth City. Girraween, a place of flowers is what it means. Oh, yeah. You feel a pull. You see the view from Mirrabooka Avenue. Ooh, streets aren't mean. There's lots of green. Gotta love Girraween. I love Girraween.
Matt's hits from your hood.
Hey.
Who would have thought Templeton Crescent would make it into a song. So cool.
Oh, excellent. That's one with all the speed bumps.
Yes.
Yeah. You're practically Albion now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Well done, there you go, folks at Girraween. You can share that on Facebook.
Share that on Facebook.
And there's a video that is at our Mix 94.5 Facebook page. Great. If you want to check it out, I'll be watching it now.
Good on you, Girraween. I enjoyed my time there.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, you know I haven't been very lucky in the lady department, so I thought I'd try something new. So last night I went to a seafood disco.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All I managed to do was pull a muscle.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Feels like they've been together for 100 years. Meanwhile, Grand Cinemas have been proudly WA owned and operated for the past 89 years.